Welcome back to Sleep by Chris Brown. It is 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with your girl Nina Brown. I don't know about y'all, but when I hear that song by Chris Brown, Back to Sleep, it's making me feel a certain kind of way about being at work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But hey, we won't go there. Iron, I hear you laughing. Don't forget the hashtag HUR poll party is coming this Tuesday. We've got more details coming up. See, let me just tell y'all something really quick. Anytime Iron laughs, it's dangerous to ask him why he's laughing, so I'm just going to slide right past that. Coming up next, we've got comedian George Wilborn. Woo! He'll be visiting with us for the Superstar Takeover. That's all coming up on The Frank Ski Show with me on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. Frank Ski is on vacation, but we've got a superstar takeover, and we've got a superstar to take over. The one and only comedian George Wilborn. I know DC knows him and loves him. Welcome to the Frank Ski Show, George.
Thank you so much. What's up, Nina? George Wilborn, the stress reliever in the house. What up, DC? MVP.
What's going on? Crazy.
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to be back on the air, and I'm so happy for you and Frank Ski. You know,
Thank you.
The DMV and me go back a long ways. I've lived in DC three times during my career. I was born and raised in Chicago. I have such a love affair with DC. So just to be back on the air right now in this time of life, you know, in a few days we got the election of our lifetime will be happening in a few, and for us to be right here in Washington, DC, at the historic Howard University campus, at the world-renowned WHUR radio station. For me, that's just, I'm just pumped up. I'm so happy for you. I'm happy for Frank Ski. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody over at Street Grocery Store on 14th Street. What up, y'all? What up, Tina? To my guys over there, Eddie and Jay at the DC Grow Club. What's going on? Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited and happy, man. Things have been going good, but I just think it's a great time to be in D.C. and to be on the airwaves. You guys sound great, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, we're super blessed to be at WHUR. I know you've got some HUR ties yourself, but we absolutely love it here.
Yeah, there's nothing not to love. You guys sound great. You sound like Washington, you know, and that's...
Come on with the tagline.
You know, but you know what? Washington is that kind of place, though. It's you know, it's a place where they, when they love you, they love you, period. They ride or die, and you can't do nothing wrong. Mayor and Barry can come back alive and run for mayor and still win. So, you know, D.C. is just that type of place. So I've had a true connection with them, and you all, you know, just sound like you need to be right where you are.
And I feel the exact same way. There's something very special about our D.C. listeners, our DMV listeners, and I say that all the time. So it's good to hear someone else say that as well.
Absolutely.
Speaking of being in D.C., though, did you see the story about Lil Wayne meeting with President Trump? Did you see the photo of them, like, all chummy?
I did see that. I didn't see it up close, but yes, I saw it.
What do you think about, like, Lil Wayne endorsing President Trump? Because his platinum plan sounds like a good idea.
Here's where I'm at, Nina, and I've always been like this. I'm a big advocate of people having the right to do whatever they want to do in their life. I'm a big, you know, fan of the Constitution, and you, whatever your pursuit of happiness, I am not one to be quick to judge someone else's route or what, or say that's right or wrong. Do I find it to be at an odd time, and do I find it to, was I a bit surprised? Yes, a little bit. But, you know, these brothers are making a different type of money, and Trump has different type of tax breaks for the rich. And some of our young, talented black entertainers are rich, and they want to protect their assets. And I don't know that is his reason, but that's what a lot of people's reason was for voting, and he voting for this president again, is because they're going to get tax cuts, you know, or whatever it is. So for me, I don't go to Lil Weezy, I don't go to Lil Wayne, I don't go to Kanye for my political advice. I keep them in a realm that I think is comfortable for me and that I think they fit in. So I, you know, do I think it was a bit surprising? A little bit, yeah.
Well, Super Tuesday is just around the corner, so if you haven't voted, please make sure you get out to early vote. And if you haven't, just make sure you show up on Tuesday.
I know they both need a hairstylist. I know that. I know both of them could use a new hairstylist. I do know that.
Absolutely. George, coming up, I've got to ask you about this Dr. Dre. There's some updates about Dr. Dre and his estranged wife, Nicole Young. So that's going to be coming up, okay?
Okay.
All right, keep listening. It is 96.3 WHUR, Sounds Like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. We've got George Wilborn hanging out with us today. He's our superstar at TakeOver. And George, I wanted to ask you, you know, this Dr. Dre and Nicole Young thing has been crazy, right? Mm-hmm. All of their business has just been all over the media. And it's like, what do you call those shows?
The soap opera, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soap opera that you like kind of can't turn away from because it's just so juicy. So the latest details about their divorce is that Nicole has subpoenaed three of Dr. Dre's mistresses to testify in regards to their relationship with Dr. Dre. Do you think that a judge should require three of Dre's mistresses to...
Do you? How credible is a mistress? Okay, first of all, hell no. There's no credibility here. Mistresses lie. You know that. That's what they... Now, all of a sudden, you're going to become a credible witness. And here it is. You didn't lie. You willing to break up families. You didn't lie to your family, lie to his family. And all of a sudden, you're upstanding and you're going to put your hand on the Bible and lift up the other hand and say, please, you can believe me. And you done met people in the parking lot. You done been all in sneaking behind and putting on wigs and sunglasses and all of a sudden trench coats. And now we all of a sudden we supposed to think you're a credible witness? The hell no.
Okay,
not
well.
Not one, not two, none of them.
Well, my personal belief is that if Dr. Dre made these women a part of their marriage, even if it was extramarital, then they should actually be required to testify because Dr. Dre brought them into his marriage when he cheated with them.
How did he make them? Wait a minute. Was it a kidnapping charge that I didn't hear about? He didn't make them. These are grown people that made their own choice. See, people don't want to live by the choices that you make. Did anybody make them do anything? They decided, oh, look, this grass is pretty green over here. I ain't got to have the responsibility of being a wife. I ain't got to have this. I ain't got to do that. All I got to do is do this. Now, you know what? Play your part.
Okay, but it's not on the mistresses. DJ Aaron, calm down. He's way too excited about everything George Wilborn is saying. I need a woman in the studio. Okay, let me just say this.
But the truth is the truth, you know, and there's a... Well, go ahead, I'm listening.
Excuse me, I'm speaking a little Kamala Harris for you today.
No doubt.
Dr. Dre was married to Nicole. It wasn't the responsibility of these three women to uphold their vows as it pertains to Nicole. It was Dr. Dre's.
No, you're right.
What? So my thing is because Dr. Dre violated his vows, then these women are subject to going on stand and testifying.
Nina Brown, I totally agree with that. And I just tell you, it wasn't their responsibility to hold up his vows, but it was their responsibility to hold up their values. And when they didn't do that, they made themselves subjected to what they got.
Okay, then let's take some calls. You know what? And on that note, Your Honor, my case is closed. Let's take some calls. 202-432-WHUR. Call us and let us know. Do you think Dr. Dre's mistresses should be required to testify in this divorce trial? It is the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, and I've got George Wilborn hanging out with us on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds Like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown, and I have the stress reliever, George Wilborn, hanging out with us today. All right. So to catch you up on the Dr. Dre and Nicole Young drama, Nicole Young is currently trying to get Dr. Dre's three, not one, not two, but three mistresses subpoenaed to testify in court. She's trying to get the ironclad prenup thrown out, and I guess she feels, her and her attorneys feel, this would help to do that. I mean, I don't know how, but let me just say the mistresses do not want to testify. They don't want anything to do with it. But Nicole Young is going hard, and I don't blame her. I don't blame her. And it makes more sense to me why Nicole is behaving like a scorned woman, because she is a scorned woman. Three mistresses? Three. Okay.
But again, Nina, true to who you are, you're getting one side of the story again. Please don't have us go viral again.
Oh, my gosh. You are ridiculous, DJ Iron.
No, because we don't know Dr. Dre's end of it. Maybe she was cheating, too. Why not?
Come on, bro. We're not going to do that every time. There's two sides to every story, so we're not about to do that. Like, there's three mistresses at the end of the day. Three mistresses. Let's go to the phones. 202-432-WHUR. Hello, it's the Frank Ski Show.
My comment is pretty much that it takes two. So regardless if they, you know, they did entertain with Dr. Dre, they knew what they was doing, right and right and wrong and wrong. So to me, I don't think that they should be, you know, because at the end of the day, they knew what they was doing when they got involved with him. She knew what type of man he was when she got involved with him because of the simple fact that now all of this is out in the open. You can't do that.
All right. Thank you, sis. Frank Ski Show, go ahead with your comment.
Nina, I have to agree with George on this one because if Nicole showed up at the mistress's doors ready to bust them upside the head, mm-hmm. then they would be trying to take action against her. So they're witnesses. They have information. Facts are facts, and that's all the court is interested in. They need to take the stand.
So wait, you feel like they need to take the stand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you agree with me. I agree that those mistresses should take the stand. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Frank Ski Show, go ahead with your comment.
Hi. I don't think it's those women's responsibility to uphold Dr. Dre's vows. He has a history of being abusive. And I hope she gets him for everything he got.
Come on, sis. Same here. Amen.
Period.
Thank you so much. Period.
Period.
Period. Thank you. Yes. Bye, boo. WHUR, let's balance this out. I need a guy to call. Frank Ski Show.
My comment is they wasn't a team player when they was mistresses, and now they want to be a team player when this situation is going on now. They should have been a team player on both sides.
A team? I don't understand. What do you mean a team player? A team player for who?
I'm sorry. What I mean by is that when they was mistresses, when they was the mistresses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't being a team player with her, with the wife. So now the wife need them. Now they want to be a team player with the wife.
Oh, I don't think the mistresses want to testify. They don't want to testify.
They're trying
to get it thrown out too. Yeah, no. They don't want nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. I got you. I follow you. But the other thing is they know who they was dealing with, too, at the same. They know he was married right from the jump street.
Exactly. So you don't condone him having mistresses, right?
No, I don't condone it, but I don't condone the testifying either.
Gotcha. Well, that's a lot of crazy, George Wilbert. I hope you never find yourself in a situation like Dr. Dre and Nicole Young. Because
you know what? I won't, because I'm an agent of the truth. And I've been through that in my life. So I'd rather have the sting of the truth than the comfort of a lie.
Oh, how about that? Coming up next, we've got the 5 o'clock mix with DJ Herb. George Wilbert, the stress reliever, is going to be hanging out with us for Two Truths and a Lie. It's all coming up next on the Frank Ski Show, 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. Hey, it's